I really believe that our church needs faithful and well-formed leaders. So our sponsor, the Augustine Institute, offers master's degree in theology, pastoral theology, and Catholic education that I want to point you to. They are rooted in scripture and tradition, offered online, so it's easy to get this degree, or on campus if you want to be in person, or in a hybrid format if that's what works best for you. Here, you'll be equipped to teach, lead, and evangelize clearly and confidently. Augustine Institute graduates are leading today's church in parishes, dioceses, schools, and apostolates, and you could be next. So learn more and apply at augustine.edu. Hey friends, welcome back. Today I'm here because we are full force diving into one of my favorite topics right now. We're going to talk all about toxins, where you can spot them in your home, how you can lower your toxin burden by leaning into clean living, because this is important. And this is just going to be a different kind of episode that I've done in the past about clean living. I feel like in the past I've really taken a like first steps approach, which you'll still get here, but I'm going to give you all the education here that I feel like I haven't fully dive in. that I feel like I haven't fully dove into in the past, that I feel like I learned in the beginning steps of my journey that really convicted me, because you need to know why this is important, right? It's not just a trend. And at this point in time, I feel like we spend a lot of time in our homes and we have a lot of products that we use. And I think in our consumeristic culture in America, we are constantly pumped with advertising of what products to have in your home. And so we're using more products now than ever, I feel like, that we ever have. And you're constantly being told what beauty products to use, what to do on your hair, what to have in, what products to use in your kitchen or for cleaning or for your yard or whatever it is. We have so many products that are marketed to us all the time. But what is never actually revealed to us in this advertising and marketing is what is in those products and how they were made and how those ingredients could actually over time quietly harm our health. And so we're starting to see the effects of this today, which is why I think this movement is gaining more and more traction. And it's honestly, I think, a really good thing and amazing that we're getting more information so we can make better informed decisions. And so I think the reason like it's gaining so much traction right now is because we're seeing a lot of the effects of it today, which that part is not amazing. And we see it with increased chronic illnesses. People are dealing with it everywhere. Increased inflammation, digestive and gut problems, hormone imbalances like crazy, and women struggling with their cycle and their fertility, and cancer rates rising. And toxins in our products is the only culprit of all things. Like, we have a lot of work to do in our like health culture in America and food quality and all those things. But we are more exposed to toxins in our products because of the regulations, the poor regulations that our country has. So I think it's important to talk about. And I know that we're an all-time high in some of these levels, like infertility levels and cancer rates and all that kind of stuff in our country. And obviously that's really, just really not good. And the fertility stuff is really close to my heart. So I think it's important to talk about. And today I just want to talk especially, I think, to the people obviously that are already serious about this journey and want to learn more, but especially I want to talk to the people that are more skeptical of this. Like, maybe you're still not sure why it's such a big deal, or you think it's all kind of bogus, or you think clean living is a trend, or maybe it's extreme. Because I think that, you know, I've been in a place like that before, where I think I had a healthy skepticism, which is still good to have. Because I think that there was a time when I felt like that too, where I'm like, is this much? Like, I'm kind of skeptical of like what is going on here. Like, how come everything is bad? But I honestly think if you're coming from that place, as I was in the past, it comes from a lack of information. And I think more information helps us make better informed decisions. So hopefully this episode's going to give you so much information to help you make better decisions. And you know, I get it. Like, there were times in the past where I thought, you know, this is a little too much. I don't know if this is true. And it actually just took me diving into the education to change my mind, to read the studies, to see the numbers, to like actually learn what the names of ingredients are and what they do. So that's what we're going to dive in today. Today, we're going to talk about common hidden toxins in our homes. We're going to talk a little bit about the history of what is our country even doing to like protect us from this, and more of like what has not been done, honestly, as well as some practical ways to start detoxing your space. And some key ingredients to be aware of so that you can have some autonomy when you're picking products and you feel confident in spotting these ingredients and being like, okay, you know, I know that if I see that, I'm not going to buy that. And you get to kind of make that decision for yourself instead of feeling like, I don't know what these mean and I'm just going to buy it. So I'm going to share some strategies that you can use to kind of simplify this journey and not get too overwhelmed in the process, because ultimately caring for our homes and for our bodies is an act of stewardship and it shouldn't be crippling. I think in this wellness space, fear-mongering can be a thing and people can really make you feel like, oh my gosh, like I have to be doing this. And while I think it is important for our health, just as good nutrition and sleep, it's just part of healthy health and supporting our bodies. So you get to take this information and make the decision that you feel is best for you and your health. I like to look at it as an act of stewardship because it's caring for the body that God gave me and honoring the body that God gave me. And so it's an act of stewardship. It's an act for ourselves and for families. You know, if you have children, for your children that you were entrusted with, and for our homes. So let's just dive in, you guys. Okay, buckle up. We're jumping in. Hey, I'm your host, Mari Wagner, and you're listening to the Ever Be Podcast, where faith meets lifestyle. I'm so excited you're here. Whether you're a new listener or a longtime follower, I know there's something here for you. Pull up a chair and listen in for insightful, real-life conversations and actionable steps on how to claim the full life God created you for. If you're a woman desiring to live a Christ-centered life in today's modern world, then this is for you. Welcome to Ever Be. Okay, before we get into the details, I feel like it's important to share a bit of my story and kind of how I ended up here, because it's been a journey past, honestly, like 4 or 5 years. So we'll just start way back in 2020, what a monumental year that affected us all. Back then, I was a senior in college and I was really like, my Instagram was kicking off, my business was kicking off, and somebody in the Catholic Instagram world reached out to me to be a beauty counter consultant. If you don't know what that is, it was a clean beauty brand that was pretty big. It shut down last spring. I think I've heard stuff about them coming back, but I'm not 100% sure. And so anyways, she reached out to me and she talked about clean beauty and how empowering her role was as a clean beauty consultant to share about clean makeup and skincare with women, because it allowed them to have products that essentially wouldn't harm their bodies, but still made them feel beautiful. In the end, I didn't end up joining because honestly, I tried the products myself, but it just wasn't what I was looking for. I didn't love them really. And so I just kind of put the products aside, but the whole idea of clean beauty still kind of intrigued me. And so I hadn't really heard about it before, and that just kind of like lingered in my brain. And I feel like that was kind of like my gateway, if you will, to kind of start looking into what is this whole like clean, you know, clean products mean? Like, what do you mean my makeup is bad for me right now? Like, I just had never heard that before. So soon after that, I started listening to another creator's podcast, and I noticed that she was talking a lot about toxins and clean eating and clean living. And it was this whole kind of like theme popping up again of like, well, we've grown up not like knowing all this information about our products, and now we're seeing the effects of it. And now people are talking and researching them. And so this information is like kind of coming out more now. And so she was talking about all this kind of stuff, and I found myself intrigued again. In conjunction with that, she was also talking about her fertility journey and how this was all part of her journey to support her goal of becoming a mother. And at the time, I wasn't even married yet. I was engaged. I was getting married in a couple months. So I wasn't thinking about like, oh, I'm going to get pregnant right now. And I never thought I would have trouble getting pregnant. And so the whole fertility thing like didn't really like matter that much to me at the time, but I just found it intriguing that she was like sharing about that at the same time. So honestly, I spent, I think like a year, maybe even two, just absorbing this type of content, like learning and taking it all in, it just really intrigued me. And everything I was learning was factual. I'm like, based off evidence, based off research, like it was real. It wasn't like bogus, weird claims that were being made. It was all backed up. And I watched documentaries on it, and I bought guides, and I like learned, and I read stuff, and I listened to podcasts. And even though I was like taking in all this information, I still didn't really take any action. And I think I didn't because it seemed a bit daunting and intimidating to me at first. Like these women I was learning from spoke with so much knowledge. And I was like, how do they know these things? Like, how do they know so much? How did they get to learn so much about these ingredients? And they, you know, said the words like carcinogens and endocrine disruptors and phthalates and formaldehyde. And I was like, what do these words even mean? Like, oh my gosh, I was so intimidated. And I kind of felt like if I wasn't an expert, then I like couldn't actually lean into this. And I think that kind of comes from my type A, like all in type of person, like personality, which can be a really great thing sometimes, but sometimes I think it can hold me back from things. And so in this case, it kind of made me approach clean living with an all or nothing mindset. Like if I'm going to do this, I'm going to go all in and I need to know everything and I need to swap everything at the same time. So that was like not a great mindset because basically what that did was make me do nothing for a year or two because I never felt like I was an expert enough. I never felt like I knew enough to be able to know what was actually good product, what was not. And I wanted like the top tier product. I didn't want the one that was like greenwashed where I was like, oh, I'm trying to make a clean living decision. And then you just find out it's actually not. And so I was like, I need to know everything. Finally, I just got out of that space. And that was really until one of these clean living creators shared about how you just need to take one small step to take the first step. You need to swap out one thing and then the next and then the next. And then little by little, it'll all add up. But if you wait to know everything, or if you wait to know what to like, what exactly to swap everything for, then you're never going to make the next right step. And just like shopping for anything, it takes time to kind of figure out like, what brand do I like? What works well? What doesn't? And so basically, that was my encouragement to be like, okay, I'm going to shed all of this like pressure that I'm putting on myself and this like overwhelm and intimidation. And I'm just going to start one by one. And if it's not like the best product, that's fine. I'm making an effort to do something better for my family. And that's a good thing. So I looked at what I had in my home and I decided to swap out products that went directly on my body and were absorbed by my skin first. My logic with that was like, okay, these things affect my body. So the ones affecting it the most are probably the ones that go on my body directly. So I personally started with skincare and makeup, as those were things that I was using every single day. Then I moved on to body wash and hair care because I was also using that like every day. Then I moved on to lotion, you know, and then hand soap and all the things. So once I realized, wow, there actually are brands creating these products in a way that won't harm me and they still work well, like my old toxic brands, I was bought in. Because I think at first, especially with my experience with the first clean brand that I tried, the first clean beauty makeup brand, and how I didn't like how it worked, I was kind of discouraged. And I was like, these products don't really work. Like the whole clean thing doesn't work. The whole natural products doesn't work. But I think it just kind of takes trying what brands work for you, what brands work for your home, what brands you actually like how they work. There are several brands and you don't have to be stuck in the mindset of like, everything is bad around me. And if I don't use this, you know, Tide soap or Cascade soap or Naked palette, you know, eyeshadow palette or Tarte or whatever, then like, I'm not going to have a product to use. No, that's not it. Like, you just find the brand that actually works. You try different brands, just like you did when you were first shopping for makeup or, you know, household products. And then you find the one that works for you and you find the one that you like. So once I started actually trying brands out and realizing that they can still work just as well, sometimes even better than your conventional brands, I was bought in and I was like, this can actually be easy. All you need to know is a few red flag ingredients to get started and just start learning about what brands you can actually trust. So I kept going. That was my motivation, and I kept learning. I kept swapping. Next was my laundry detergent, then my dishwasher soap, then my dish soap, then my all-purpose spray. And I tried a few different brands until I found the one that I felt worked best. I think I tried like 3 different laundry soaps that were clean and non-toxic before I landed on the one that I love, Truly Free. And basically, once that I had a brand that I loved that I didn't think twice about, and it didn't stress me out anymore. It didn't stress me out to be like, oh my gosh, what can I use? I just had my brand and I just reordered, usually online, and continued living life as usual. And now, like, swapping products is not a point of overwhelm for me. And another thing to note here too is that my motivation behind all this comes from just being someone that cares about health in general, health and wellness. But also, this journey was spurred on by our own fertility journey and in struggling to conceive in that first year of marriage, and now over 3 years of this journey, I wanted to learn how these toxins were affecting my hormones and my fertility specifically. And that gave me even more motivation to actually do something about it all and make changes in my life. So that's kind of the groundwork. That's kind of my story of how I got into it. And if you relate to it at all, I just want to invite you to shift your mindset about clean living. This isn't about stress or perfection. Okay, we're going to get that out the window. It's about embracing truly the beautiful vocation God has given us as caretakers and stewards of our homes and our bodies, of our families and of our children. It's about having autonomy and ownership over what products we bring into our home and put on our bodies. We don't have to use the conventional big brand names that have been around for forever. Sure, it's more convenient, maybe because you know the name and it's easy to grab it at the store. But if you just learn where to buy the clean products, it's actually not that much harder. And it's not that hard to buy it online when you run out. And if there's a couple, you know, if there's a week or two where you're like, you don't have that product and you need to fall on the like old one, that's fine. Like, it's about also having grace throughout the process and not letting the stress of needing everything to be clean, like, override your intention to just do the next best thing for your family. So there's that. There's my story, my little pep talk. Now we're going to dive into the specifics and talk education, because this is what really convinced me in the beginning. And this is what I really needed to hear to be bought in. So I want to share it with you. Okay, so here's a fact that shocked me when I first started learning about clean living. And this is what sort of started hooking me in this whole journey. And that is that the last major federal law that governs the cosmetic and personal care industry in the United States was passed in 1938. Yeah, let me just repeat that. The last major law that governs the cosmetic and personal care industry, aka the laws that protect us, make sure that our products are safe in the cosmetic and personal care industry in the United States, was passed in 1938. That means it's been over 80 years since there has been any real update to how these products are regulated for our safety. So, yeah, that doesn't make me feel very good. Because think about how much has changed in the world since 1938. Like, the products we have now are not the products they used 80 years ago. And yet the laws protecting what we're putting on our skin daily have not kept up one bit. So because of this, companies can legally use thousands of ingredients in their products, even if those ingredients are linked to things like cancer, hormone disruption, infertility, allergies, skin irritations, chronic illnesses, etc., and more. And plus, the cherry on top, they don't even have to fully disclose what they're using. One of the biggest loopholes in this industry is the word fragrance, which we'll get into a little bit later. But the biggest loophole is the word fragrance on an ingredient label, because that one word can legally hide hundreds of different chemicals, which many have never been tested for long-term safety. So fragrance doesn't just mean what makes the product smell good. They might be hiding a bunch of other ingredients in that so that they don't have to disclose it. So that in itself right there is a huge motivator for me, and I hope is a huge motivator for you. Now, here's another big one. What we put on our skin doesn't just sit on the surface. Our skin is a living, breathing organ. It's the largest organ in our body, and everything we put on our skin is absorbed through our skin and can enter our bloodstream in literally like 30 seconds. So yes, that lotion, that makeup, that body wash isn't something that we just lather on and then wash off. It becomes part of our like internal environment in our body. And as women, we are constantly coming into contact with stuff like this because the average woman uses about 12 personal care products every day, at least, which exposes her to around 168 different chemicals daily. And that exposure is cumulative. Like it builds up over time. So just think about that. Like you don't think about that when you're going about your day and you're brushing your teeth and putting on your foundation and you're washing your hair and you're putting lotion on or you're using shaving cream or perfume or whatever. Like you use a lot of care products every single day. And if you just sit down and start to write them out, you can see them add up. And once you realize that the average is around 160 chemicals a day that you're exposing yourself to, you realize how often we're exposing ourselves to this. So it's not about a single product here or there. Essentially, it's about the layers and the years of exposure, layer upon layer. So using a certain lipstick one day isn't going to do much, but adding on the foundation, adding on the shampoo, adding on the hairspray, the perfume, the lotion, all of it together throughout the day, day after day, is what adds up and makes an impact, a negative impact in our body. And what's even more disturbing is how far behind the U.S. is when it comes to banning these kind of toxic ingredients. The European Union has banned or restricted over 1,600 ingredients from cosmetics because they've deemed them unsafe. Guess how many the United States has banned? The United States has banned about 30. That's literally... I'm not misspeaking. It is not a typo, you guys. 1,600 versus 30. Many of the harmful ingredients that the U.S. still legally uses in their products includes red flag ingredients that I'm about to share with you. So this is one. If you haven't been taking notes already, my goodness, take out your notepad. This is going to be a really helpful list that I want you to write down and keep somewhere so that you can start learning about these kind of ingredients and having that empowerment and confidence and autonomy yourself. So let's talk about some of these ingredients. Number one, so just so you know, these are the ingredients that are still legally used in products in the US. Number one, parabens. Parabens are preservatives that have been linked to hormone disruption and are often found in products like lotions, shampoos, makeup, cleaning products, etc. Next, phthalates. They're commonly hidden under the term fragrance, and they're linked to reproductive issues and hormone interference, aka hormone disruption, endocrine disruptors. Next, fragrance. We talked about this a little bit. It's a catch-all term that can legally conceal hundreds of undisclosed chemicals, many of which have been associated with allergies, hormone disruption, and even cancer. Next is talc. This is a product that's often used in powders, like powder makeup, and it can be contaminated with asbestos, which is a known carcinogen, aka causes cancer. Formaldehyde releasers. These are chemicals that slowly release formaldehyde, which is a known human carcinogen yet again, and it's used usually to preserve products. Next, we have PPGs and PEGs. So PPGs, gosh, these are words that are hard to pronounce. Polypropylene glycols, which are petroleum-based compounds that are often used to like soften skin or as like thickeners in products. They have potential links to skin irritation and organ toxicity. And then PEGs, polyethylene glycols, they're used to create creamy textures or as like basically help the product enter into your skin even more, which means they can help other potentially harmful ingredients also be absorbed more deeply into your skin and your body. And the other thing with PEGs and PPGs is that they can carry carcinogenic contaminants if they're not properly purified. So basically, they just increase your exposure to carcinogens and other harmful substances through the enhanced absorption that they offer a product. These ingredients, all the ones that I listed, are in your shampoo, in your body wash, in your toothpaste, in your deodorant, in your makeup, in your skincare, even in baby products, which is just so messed up. And this is what, like, I feel like our society is just not aware of. We just have no, like, not until now have we really had any education of these types of ingredients and what they do in our bodies. And I think that we just assume that bodies that are, that products that are being made are just good for us, especially when the marketing is geared towards that, you know, Secret, Dove, Pantene, like, it's all, like, beautiful and healthy, you know, to have healthy hair and good skin and all this kind of stuff. And the reality is that it's not contributing to our health. It's truly harming our health. And we're seeing it now. We're living in a time where chronic illness, hormone imbalances, fertility issues, they're all rising. And while there are many contributing factors, we have to start acknowledging that the products we use on our bodies every single day might be part of the equation. So let me say this. It's not about fear. It's about awareness. It's about having the confidence to learn these things to be able to steward your body and your home well. And that first comes with education and awareness, which is why I'm so glad you're even listening to this episode, because this is an incredible step to take. And as women, as mothers, as daughters of God, we have the right to know what's going into and onto our bodies, and we deserve better than the outdated laws and hidden ingredients that we're currently experiencing. And it is possible to do better, which is why we're even having this conversation. I know so far it's been kind of like doomsday, but like, I'm going to teach you, as I have been, what to look for and how to turn it all around. So I'll just leave you with this thought. Basically, just because a product is on a store shelf, it doesn't mean it's safe. That's the bottom line. We have to learn to be skeptical. And just because something is common doesn't mean it's good for us. And just because it's packaged with a green and white organic look doesn't mean it's healthy. And this is basically what I've learned over the past 4 years of researching and learning in this field. So all I have to say, we don't have to live in fear, but we do have to be informed, and we have the right to be informed, because it's our bodies and our health that is jeopardized here. And I think it's also just easy to kind of hear all this and kind of shut down like I did at first and just be like, oh my gosh, it's too much. Everything is bad. But what I'm encouraging you to do is just keep listening, lean in, and just start learning some basic first steps so that you can gain that confidence to swap out your products. I think it's also just easy to stop at the personal care products we use, because that's what goes on our body. But once you've kind of conquered those, there are also some common household items that have toxic ingredients that can be silently impacting your health. So I do also want to share what those toxins are that we can find in our homes and why they matter, so that you can be aware. And if you feel ready to take that step, you can start swapping those things out as well. Okay, so first up, we've got nonstick cookware. Many of us, I think, grew up using nonstick pans because, well, they're just so convenient. But traditional nonstick cookware often contains PFOA, which is a chemical that's a known carcinogen, and Teflon. And when you're using them, when these pans get scratched or overheated, they release these toxic fumes, and they also can start scraping off that like nonstick layer, and you start ingesting that and eating that with your food, which can cause harm, obviously, to our bodies. And they've been found to be linked to cancer-causing ingredients. So the health impact here, it's a carcinogen risk, it's an endocrine disruptor, and can even cause lung irritation in some people, which is just, I think, if you're experiencing that, that's probably a more obvious symptom that you're experiencing right away. So the better choice would be to switch to stainless steel or cast iron or ceramic cookware, because they're safer, they're longer lasting, honestly, and they still cook really well. Next is plastic cutting boards. Plastic cutting boards may seem harmless, and I mean, I grew up using them all the time, but Now we've learned that they can release microplastics into your food as they get worn down. So as you cut your vegetables, your meat, all this kind of stuff, the tiny plastic particles that are coming off of the board get mixed into your food and can be ingested without you even realizing it. And over, I mean, I think at first it sounds stupid. It's like, it's just a tiny piece of plastic. But over time, the more you use it, the more that plastic adds up. And I actually saw a video on Instagram once of somebody explaining the average American's weekly microplastic exposure or like intake was equivalent to a credit card. It's like you're eating a credit card a week. Maybe it was per month. I actually think it was per week. Either way, that's like extremely concerning. Whether you're eating a credit card a week or per month, you shouldn't be eating a credit card at all. Can we all agree on that? Yes. So that's why the microplastics matter. And many plastics in general can contain BPA or phthalates, which are endocrine disruptors, which, you know, affect your hormone balance, and they can even affect your brain health. So health impact of plastic cutting boards, hormone disruption, potential neurotoxicity, and microplastic ingestion. So let's swap those out for wooden cutting boards, solid wood cutting boards or stainless steel cutting boards or glass cutting boards. I use wooden cutting boards. I think they're beautiful. I like them. They make me feel a lot better, obviously, and don't shed plastics. Okay, next we have synthetic fragrances. We are exposed to these all the time, whether it's your air fresheners, your candles, your plug-ins, your cleaning products. Many of these products use synthetic fragrances, which we learned earlier is a top red flag ingredient to look for. They often contain phthalates, which are known endocrine disruptors. They are linked to reproductive issues. They can also emit formaldehyde, which is a carcinogen, and it can trigger respiratory problems like asthma. And I think a lot of people don't even realize these are impacting their health. People complain about headaches all the time, or allergies, or asthma problems all the time. And you don't even realize it can be linked to the candles in your house, or the air freshener, or the perfume you're using. So the health impact here: hormone disruption, carcinogen exposure, and breathing difficulties and allergies. Better choices we can use are pure essential oils, or beeswax candles, or simmering natural ingredients on your stovetop, like cinnamon sticks or citrus peels, or just finding non-toxic candles. I love a candle just as much as the next girl. So it's about finding the brands that are non-toxic, that are made with the wax that is okay to use and the fragrances that are not harmful. Next is laundry detergents and dryer sheets, another super mainstream common product we're all using that actually can be harmful. Many mainstream laundry detergents and dryer sheets contain chemicals that irritate the skin, the lungs, and many fragrances in these products, as we know, can disrupt our hormones. Plus, some of the ingredients actually have been linked to neurotoxic effects, which can be concerning, obviously, for children that are in a developmental stage. So the health impact here, obviously, skin irritation. This is common for a lot of people, and people just wonder why. Like, they just wonder, like, oh, maybe my skin's sensitive. It's like, well, yeah, your skin is sensitive to harsh products that are the harsh ingredients that are used in the laundry detergents. So health impact, skin irritation, respiratory issues, hormone disruption. Better choice all around is to opt for a natural, non-toxic laundry detergent. There are some that you can still get that smell great. Most of them are fragrance-free, which is super safe as well. And I mean, at the end of this episode, I'll give you the information of where I like to buy all these different types of products so that you know exactly where to shop from. But basically, throw away your Tide is the conclusion here. Next, we have conventional cleaning products. I think this is also an important one to add because these are products we use every day in our home, like all-purpose cleaners, disinfectants, you know, bleach, dishwasher soap, all that kind of stuff. They all contain harsh chemicals that can cause asthma, irritation, disrupting hormones, and disrupting your reproductive health over time, disrupting your gut lining, just not great effects. There's a study that recently came out. Actually, I don't know what date it was, but I found out about it recently, where your traditional, like conventional dishwasher soap can actually cause holes, like burn holes through your gut lining. And I just know so many people that struggle with gut issues, leaky gut. And I'm not saying this is the sole like perpetrator, but if we all use that conventional dish soap, and studies are showing that it's causing this, these like burning holes in your stomach, or can do that, then I mean, there's a correlation there, you know, and we just don't realize it because these are things that are not being pointed to, or they haven't been pointed to in the past. And so we just think that these symptoms are normal, or it's always was just born that way, or this is just my problem. But actually, our products are affecting that. So better choices to use here are trusted brands that use ingredients that are not harmful. I like Truly Freeze. I like Branch Basics.
I've got to say it. One of the biggest obstacles I've faced when swapping to non-toxic products was the price tag. Don't we just love how good and safe products are actually so much more expensive? Or are they? I think because of the trash ingredients that our products have come to be filled with, we've actually just been accustomed to a certain price point being normal. But look at it this way. We all know you can get a whole meal at McDonald's for a couple bucks, right? But I don't think any of us are actually under the impression that it's a great deal, because we know the price reflects the quality, aka it's trash. And the same goes with the products that we use. So yes, non-toxic products can be a little pricier because it reflects the good quality ingredients used to make it. And for us personally, it's been worth it to swap things out little by little. However, don't get me wrong, I know it's a sacrifice to stretch the budget, and I don't want money to be an obstacle for anyone who's just trying to make a healthier home for them and their family. So I teamed up with Truly Free, a non-toxic home essentials brand that I've been using, to put together a bundle of all the daily home staples that I use all the time for a fraction of the price that it would normally cost. In my bundle, you get 7 non-toxic products like laundry soap, dishwasher soap, everyday cleaning spray, laundry stain spray, and so much more for literally less than $50. The whole thing is 73% off, and you get free shipping on top of it. Plus, it's a Christian-owned company, which we all love to support. To get my exclusive Truly Free bundle of non-tox home products, click the link in the show notes or just DM me the word bundle on Instagram at mari.c.wagner. Do you feel like you've been wanting to live a cleaner lifestyle? Maybe you want to start switching out some of the products you use, but you don't know what brands to buy from or where to start. Or maybe you've already made the switch to clean products, but you feel like they're just not performing as well and not really getting the job done. Listen, when I started my clean living journey, it took me a while for me to find the brands that were truly clean and performed well. So let me save you all the time and research and share some advice. I started swapping out my personal care and beauty products that go on my skin because those were the type of products I was using every day, like makeup and skincare. But despite all the clean brands that are popping up, it was actually hard for me to find a brand that was both truly toxin-free and worked well. The brands I was using just didn't work great. The makeup wouldn't stay on very long, or the skincare wouldn't work really well for me, and I always wondered if clean beauty was real or just a scam. And then I found Crunchy, and I haven't looked back since. Crunchy is my favorite non-toxic beauty brand that is both clean and high-performing. So look no further, friend, because trust me, Crunchy is the best of the best. And if you use my link, you can get 10% off your first order. Just go to crunchy.com/Mari Wagner. That's crunchy with an I at the end. And use the code ADVOCATE10 at checkout. Or you can just click the link in the show notes on this episode and remember to apply the code ADVOCATE10 at checkout. If you need help shopping and want my personal recommendations, DM me the word clean on Instagram and I'll send you my top favorite products to start with.
So, okay. That was a lot. I know this can feel overwhelming, and I don't want to add more because I know I've already like thrown so much information at you, which you might be super pumped about. And if you are, then you're like me because I like learning about all this kind of stuff. But here's the good news. Even though this can feel like a lot, the good news is that detoxing your home doesn't have to happen all at once. Just like I said before, starting with small, doable swaps is what is going to actually help you make progress. And you also have to think about what fits your budget and what fits your lifestyle. I know that clean products can be priced higher than your conventional products. And we intentionally like moved things around in our budget so we could prioritize the like cleanest type of food that we can and the cleanest type of household products and personal care products that we could. So for us, it was important enough and a priority enough to move things around in our budget. So Start with small doable swaps. Some things that we talked about are swapping out your nonstick pans for cast iron or stainless steel, replacing one cleaning product at a time with a better alternative. I would start with your laundry detergent first and then your dishwasher soap. Make sure that you're avoiding things that have fragrance in it and parabens, PEGs, PPGs, phthalates. Swap out your shampoo or makeup or skincare, or just start thinking about the things that go on your body. If you are somebody that washes your face every day, you're like, okay, let me look for a non-toxic face wash. If you like to wear makeup every day, let me find a non-toxic foundation, or a non-toxic shampoo or non-toxic lotion, all that kind of stuff that you put on your body. Start one by one and start swapping those out. And in the end, just remember, it's about progress, one step at a time. Not perfection. And the reality is, we're never going to be perfect. And it's impossible to live a fully non-toxic life. And that's not the goal. The goal is to lower our toxin burdens to support our body's health and hormones and fertility. It's not about eliminating everything that could harm us, because we live in a fallen world and we will not be perfect until we get to heaven. So each step is just taking a step in the right direction and just doing something good for you and your family's health. And just remember that in caring for the temple that God gave us, our bodies, we participate in his work of loving and healing our bodies. And every small act, every choice we make to make a healthier home and avoid toxins is a way of saying, thank you, Lord, for this body. Thank you, Lord, for this life. Thank you, Lord, for these precious children that you've entrusted to me. I'm going to do my best to steward them well. And I just want to give a caveat here too. If this is something you're not doing, it doesn't make you a bad Christian. So don't take what I just said as a way of being like, oh, wow, if I'm not leading into clean living, then I'm a bad Christian. No, it's just a way that we can steward our bodies well and honor the gift of our life and our bodies. And I mean, I would argue it's a really good thing to do as a Christian. And I think it makes all the more sense to do as a Christian because we care about caring for our bodies. But if you don't, it doesn't mean you're a bad Christian. The other thing to say, because I feel like you have to say this whenever you give advice like this, is that none of this is medical advice, and I'm not liable for any of your personal choices. If you have any questions or doubts, you can contact your provider and make decisions yourself. Okay, I've given you a lot, and you may be ready to start taking steps and taking actions. So if you're feeling inspired, but maybe you're not sure exactly where to start, I want to invite you to check out a few resources that I have. On my website, I have a red flag ingredients label guide that lists ingredients to watch for that you could just have as a little cheat sheet. I have a toxic swaps guide that helps you start to swap your first 5 swaps. And then I have some brand new clean guides that just dropped. So all these things I'm going to link in the show notes just in case you want to find them on Instagram as well. I believe that if you DM me or if you reply to my story with the word guide, then you'll be able to get my clean living guides that just dropped. I can't wait to tell you guys about these. I just launched these this week and they are incredible. I have teamed up with my friend Chris Nimama to blend her expertise, toxin and clean living, with my passion for space and as well as my passion for Christ-centered living to bring you these guides. Because like I said, I feel like this is a part of how I'm looking at clean living as stewardship. I think it's part of my Christ-centered living journey. And I think that as Christians, like, we should be honoring our bodies and our homes and our families as we can. And so, like I said, with more knowledge, we can make better choices. And together, Kristen and I have literally like 9 years of experience in researching and learning what brands are actually good for you, what brands are not, what brands are greenwashing. Basically, these guides are here to help you do this. And if you want to hear more from Kristen, you can go back to episode 20 of my podcast. We recorded an episode called Small Steps to Living Toxin Free. So another great episode to start with that will teach you even more. Shield, because she struggled with a really difficult chronic illness. And for years, she tried to figure out what's going on. And through clean living and lifestyle changes, she was actually able to be healed from her illness, and she has not had a flare up in years. And she attests it to really clearing her home, her body, and lifestyle free of toxins, which is crazy just how much that can affect us and our immune systems and cause inflammation and such. She has these guides and she collaborated with me to bring them to my audience. I added content to them each to kind of add this Christ-centered lens to approach clean living in these three different areas of the guides, which is a home guide, a clean beauty guide, which is just for like personal care products, and then a baby registry guide. So building a toxin-free baby registry. And these guides are packed with information and they will give you years of research. I'm telling you, they teach you what ingredients to avoid, what to look for, and what actual product recommendations with actual links and brand discounts for every single product category that you can imagine. There's all of that in the three guides. Like I said, there's a clean home one, clean beauty, and clean baby. So clean home is your guide to creating a non-toxin in your home. So you learn to identify what kind of materials or toxins can commonly be found in your home and how to avoid them. It has over 80 categories of toxin-free items, recommendations for your kitchen, your living room, your bathroom, your bedroom, your technology, and so much more, which is super helpful. Next, we have the clean beauty. And this guide is to help you choose personal care products. So you'll find the breakdown for what ingredients to avoid again, plus product recommendations to help you choose products that are actually safe and actually work. Because I think that's the key here, so that you can build a safe personal care routine, a daily beauty routine that you can actually trust, feel good about. And then we have the clean baby guide, and this is the ultimate guide to toxin-free baby registry. So you can learn how to choose products that protect your little wolf. It's laid out in a way that you can easily make your baby registry based off the way that it's laid out. So I know mamas will love this one, recreating their registries so they can still get all those incredible products that you need for when baby comes, but they're actually clean and safe for your baby. And these are collaborative guides. So they are a brand of Organimama's guides. We just brought them together to bring them community. And I added that faith-based content at the beginning. For example, the baby one has prayers for your pregnancy and patron saints of expectant mothers for you to ask their intercession for throughout your pregnancy. For the home guide, there are scripture verses to pray over your home. And for the clean beauty guide, I believe it's a couple pages of content of just my perspective of looking at clean living through the lens of a Christ-centered life. They're incredible. I swear you guys, these are the guides that I literally wish I had in the beginning, and they would be years of research and experience. And they're for you. Like, clearly, if you're still listening, that means that these guides are for you. So I'm just really proud of you for pressing on, for wanting to learn more, for wanting to educate yourself, and just for being here and hearing this all out. So make sure you check out the website, mariwagner.co/clean-living. That is kind of like the main clean living landing page where you check them all out, and then you can click into each one individually to learn more about each individual guide. But the best thing is that there is an incredible bundle deal where you can get three for the price of. So honestly, interested in multiple, I get the bundle deal because, like, why would you just buy one when you can get literally three for the price of two? So that's all I have to say about that. If you feel like this episode has helped you and encouraged you, please leave a review and please share with them until you feel like, ooh, they need to know this. They need to learn more about this. Or if your husband is like not on board with your clean living choices and you're like, oh my gosh, babe, just like get with the program. This episode, like maybe he just some factual information to kind of like be convinced. Men are logical creatures. So send this to him. But all in all, I hope it's full. And I know it was a little bit of a long one of me just talking at you about this kind of really nerdy topic. So thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed. Hope it was helpful. And until next time, you guys, God bless you and your homes. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you've enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and on social media. And give me a 5-star rating on whatever podcast platform you're listening on. That helps me and the show out so much. Also, make sure to follow the podcast on Instagram @everbepodcast. And if you want more content like this and you don't already follow me, you can also follow me on Instagram @mari.c.wagner. And may his praise ever be on our lips. God bless.